Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Hickory Robot, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Take us to the early days. Did your parents force you to start at a young age?
To be honest, yes.
Okay. It's a pretty common story.
I love you, Mom and Dad.
She
I started when
Mom,
I was seven, classically trained. I went to school for music. I have my music ed degree, so I took classical lessons all the way through college. I listened to a lot of folk growing up, and I just kind of felt more like that was my home.
Did your parents do that? Bring the folk to you?
They had a bunch of records, and they had the record player set up, and I just got curious enough to just put some vinyl down and heard Simon and Garfunkel and Joan Baez and just all kinds of stuff. So I was like, whoa, like this is kind of classical oriented too. Like I can kind of get into this.
Were they playing any classical records? Were they playing classical violinists?
My mom is a classically trained French horn player. So I heard a lot of French horn students in the house.
Uh-huh.
A lot of Mozart, a lot of Brahms, a lot of all the, you know.
Yes, I do.
Meaty horn parts.
Uh-huh. At what point did you make a departure from classical, assuming you did?
Yes.
And was this devastating for your mom and dad, whom you love?
Well, I do love them. I'm going to repeat that again. Well, I started kind of using ear training with the radio. I got bored practicing my scales and my etudes and all of my classical stuff, so I'd just turn on the radio and try and play along with whatever was on the radio. So I guess I kind of, just because I was so bored of practicing the same regiment, I kind of started ear training, like I said, back in high school, but I really deviated from the track in college. And I graduated from NKU, Aaron mentioned their jazz program. And the professors in the jazz program saw that I was really interested and yearning for some kind of other musical training other than classical. So they really encouraged me and invited me into their ensembles and their classes. I didn't have to sign up or anything, which was awesome. They didn't need to do that, but that's when I started listening to more jazz and trying to understand how jazz theory worked.
Yeah.
And then bluegrass kind of fell into that afterwards, because I'm like, well, there's a lot of fiddle tunes out there. I should learn some. So.
Well, could you take just a couple hours right now to explain how jazz theory works?
God, no. That's Aaron's job. I am out. My index finger's on my nose.
When you're coming off the road, feeling lonesome, feeling old, ready just to give up on the game. Your mind is badly bent and your money's all been spent, and it looks like things ain't never gonna change. When you reach the rainbow's end and you haven't got a friend, that pot of gold is just a pile of brass. Well, they work you like a mule and they treat you like a fool. They pick you up just to knock you on your ass. Remember, everyone comes from south of somewhere. South of somewhere they've been before. On the way to the great wide open, full of hope and nothing more. Everyone is a kind of pilgrim, like little children. We can lose the path. So when you feel that you're south of somewhere, well, south of somewhere could be home. More than you can bear, and you're tearing gum find another track. You can ride that lost highway till the end of your days, but buddy, you ain't never coming back. 'Cause it's a detour in disguise. It may fall and it may rise. It may dead end just to double back again. So if you keep your fingers crossed and you hope you don't get lost, just hold steady and remember where you've been. Everyone comes from south of somewhere, south of somewhere they've been before. On the way to the gray wide open, full of hope and nothing more. Everyone is a kind of pilgrim, like little children we can lose a path. So when you find that you're south of somewhere, well, south of somewhere could be home. South of somewhere they ain't been before. On the way to the great wide open, full of hope and nothing more. Everyone is a kind of pilgrim, like little children we can lose a path. So when you find that you're south of somewhere, well, south of somewhere could be.
Thinking about the chord structure and the progression, yeah. Which you can throw as many chords as you want in between, you know, from A to B, but knowing how to get yourself through them without having a piece of paper in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Both technically demanding, they both have their own idioms and you know, commonalities in the language in terms of the phrases and the licks that are, you know, you when you learn a bluegrass tune, you see those repeated, and we learn a jazz tune, you see those figures repeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I guess that's why why Monroe said something like, if you play bluegrass, you can play anything. I don't know if you fully agree with that or if anybody fully agrees with that, but it's interesting anyway. And fiddle tunes embedded in so much of what you all do. I mean, one of the earlier tunes you did, just, I'm a fiddle tune nut, and I can't remember, there was some fiddle tune about a varmint. There are probably lots of fiddle tunes about varmints.
Rabbit in a log is one. Right. Well, that's not just a fiddle tune, but yeah.
Do you try to, or think about that, think about incorporating fiddle tunes, like regional fiddle tunes that you've learned, into either your soloing or into some of the song structures that you guys put together?
I really enjoy when fiddle players do that, like Tim Carbone of Railroad Earth does that a lot, and I love it. I can do that a little bit, but I have to be like really warmed up and hearing things really well. And
you're doing lots of cool stuff.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and who are some of the fiddlers that you love, emulate, follow?
I grew up listening to Nickel Creek, so Sarah Watkins, really, her tone and just her, the way she hears things is just beautiful and super tasty, so I love Sarah Watkins. Alison Krauss, before I realized that she's not just a singer, she's a fiddle player, so that really blew my mind. And I mean, there's Vassar, and there's so many old-time fiddle players too that have just great right arm rhythms that I'm just always studying and trying to emulate.
Born and bred in Cincinnati,
yes.
In that area there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right.
But I live in Kentucky now, so.
You do?
Yeah. It feels good to be over here on this side of the river.
It's good to have you on our side. Brings us back to you, Jim. We started with you, and now we're coming back to you. Do you write most of the songs that you all do?
Scott and I split it up. And
yeah. Did you write the one, the Down in the Hole song?
I did, yes.
It's cool to hear more mining tunes. I mean, there are so many, but it's really nice when you hear one that sort of brings out some new ideas. There's so much amazing imagery and metaphorical stuff in the idea of being in the mind, down in the hole. You know, you can think of it sort of applying to addiction, and it's just, there's something about it that was really rich. I was just really taken with that tune.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just so much to write about, you know, in the songwriting vernacular, you know, to draw from and take in. And I think if we're going to talk about Hickory Robot, really what we try and do is take those things, the vernacular, and just put our spin on it. So, you know, the jazz backgrounds that we have and approach to songwriting and soloing is, in my mind, it's always, you know, we're trying to honor what came before us and add to it a little bit if we can.
Have you all always been referred to as a Newgrass group? And how's that term work for you?
You got to call us something. You know, it's probably better than some of the names we've been called.
I guess so. I mean, it's, you think of Newgrass, you know, what is Newgrass? And it's sort of like an amalgam of a lot of different styles with a banjo or a mandolin.
At some point, you know, what is Americana? What is rock? You know, so it's to a certain extent, a marketing device. You know, when it comes to straight up bluegrass, I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't see us as straight bluegrass, and that's just fine. Newgrass is just that kind of comfortable term. I'm comfortable with it because I like amalgams, you know, I like hybrids. Mm-hmm. And so for us to take all these influences and the experiences we've had as individual musicians and let it come out as a thing, because, you know, that's what Bill Monroe did from the beginning. He took fiddle songs and Celtic music and the blues and made a thing that was his, if you asked him, you know. Mm-hmm. So that's fascinating to me. So, yeah, Newgrass works just fine.
You started off when you were talking originally about the group beginning. You're talking about how you and Scott sort of had some commonality with the sort of the old and in the way path. Mm-hmm. Is that where you started with bluegrass as well?
I'm not the world's biggest deadhead. So there's a live album from, like, what, 72? Is that the one with the acoustic set in there? There's like side three or something, and I was always drawn to that, you know, like, and aware that there was a bluegrass influence to Jerry Garcia, but it came from other areas, and I'm sure I studied jazz, went to Berkeley for jazz, played a lot of jazz, and moving out here from Boston, I think more than anything, just kind of the musicophile in me was like, wow, there's a form of music that comes from this area, and that's fascinating to me, you know what I mean? And so that's a rabbit hole to go down, and I think as I started playing more and more guitar, you know, the Peter Rowans and the Tony Rice and just the history of things and being there in that place, you know, we've got family farms out here and I'm like, man, that's probably what my great grandfather listened to, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure how quite I got there, but Tony Rice was right there in the front, I think.
Yeah. So when you were in Boston, how old were you?
I grew up outside of Boston. So I came out here when I was what? 27, 28.
Oh, okay, so you were there through a good part of your early adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of acoustic music in that area, and they have great folk tradition there.
There is. You know, it's not so much bluegrass, as far as I'm aware. It's more like kind of Celtic-y.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure, yeah.
Sea shanty kind of stuff. Although, of course, there's, you know, like I didn't hear a whole lot of country music out there. There were two stations. Unless you listen to college radio, you might hear some bluegrass.
Run rough through the heart of Philadelphia, on the way to the North Atlantic shore, where many a man is gone to seek his fortune, only to find something. My dad, he died on the day he took the fever. My mother took boarders for rent. I took leave of the whole damn situation. Talking to a boy about the future when his heart is set on the sea. skin. I promised her our love would last forever. Never thought of her again. On me. Last face I seen as we slipped beneath the water was Our Lady, Star of the Sea. Rising tides, angels on the wind. Rising tides. Heart of Philadelphia, onward to the North Atlantic shore, where many a man has gone to seek his fortune, only to find something more.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank Hickory Robot for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, preserve, and promote the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Who would like to hear one more song? So let's give it up for Hickory Robot.
I'm the car that passed you in the outside lane. I'm the hand that's clawing at your window pane. Where there's smoke, there's fire. These flames are burning higher, you best believe. In the hour of damnation that is drawing near, I'll be the sword of destruction a good man fears. You might not believe me, but you don't know where I've been. I'm two parts temptation and another part sin. I'm the blackest cat that's ever crossed her path. I'm the perfect storm and the aftermath. Just hit that ground running and don't look back. I made a grown man cry, I made a panther cower. Well, I'm plain old mean and getting mean by the hour. You cross yourself once, then cross yourself again. I'm two parts temptation and another part sin. No rest for the wicked, isn't that what they say? I'm dead on my feet and I like it that way. Thank you. westbound train, like a 10-ton semi in the driving rain. My brakes are slipping, I'm losing control. I am pleasure and pain, I am reckless and wild. I have the ways of a woman and a heart of a child. You call me what you like, the facts are real. Two parts temptation and another part sin. No rest for the wicked, isn't that what it said? I'm dead on my feet and I like it the way.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Scott, Lauren, Jim, and Aaron, Hickory Robot, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.